my hermitage is my spouse. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. My hermitage is my spouse. Kind of an interesting idea. Who has a spouse? Everyone has a spouse. You have someone you love. They're your hermitage. Anyone in your life that you love is your hermitage. Anyone that you care about is your hermitage. Anyone that means anything to you is your hermitage. Anyone that makes your life into something special, something magnificent, something wonderful, is your hermitage. And this is what we all have. We all have a hermitage. We all have a place, a circumstance, an experience that lifts us to our highest and our best. When our children are with us, they encourage us to be our highest and our best. They encourage us to set for them an example of beautiful living. They encourage us to set for them a hermitage for them to recognize that when they're with their parents, they're always acting their finest and their best. Now, when you are with a person that you admire, you always act as your highest and best. You always act in your ideal state of consciousness, in your divine attitude. You always act that way. And you act that way not because someone tells you to do it, not because someone expects you to do it on the outer, but you on the inner expect yourself to do it. Your hermitage is that very special place in your consciousness where you always are acting your highest and best, where you're always acting out who and what you are so that you will express in every way, in every day, the beautiful person that you are. We all have opportunities to be rough and tumble. We all have the opportunity to be not very nice and to be nice. We have those opportunities. But when we are in the presence of people that we love, people who establish for us our hermitage, when we are in the presence of these people, we live in our highest and best. We live in a higher divine state of consciousness. We live in a really caring state. Now, can you do that? Can you do that all the time? Can you live in your hermitage all the time? Can you live in this state of awareness all the time where you are living the highest and best? A child makes us want to act intelligent and proper. We want to put on a good experience for that child, a good demonstration. We want to be a good example. Our spouse. Whenever our spouse is around, we always act a little more reserved. We act a little more responsible. We act a little more intelligent. We act a little more caring, a little more loving. And yes, we can do that. When our spouse is around, we can hold their hand. We can walk like that. We don't say, well, we can't walk like that because that's not how a responsible human being, a responsible adult should act. Well, a responsible adult acts one way around their spouse, around their family, around their children, around people they respect, and another way around just when no one is present. How do you and I act when no one is present? How do we act when we are alone? Say we're walking down the road and we're singing and we're so very happy. We're just enjoying ourselves. We're just doing all the things that make us feel very light and truly delightful. How do we act? Do we act with an open heart? Do we act with a gentleness? Do we act with a caringness? Yes, we do. How do we act when we reach down to pet our pet, our dog or our cat? Do we have a gentleness in our heart that is not normally there? Is not normally something that we express? What kind of gentleness do we have when we touch our spouse, or when we think of our spouse, when we touch our pet, when we think of our pet, when we touch our child or think of our child, or live in the awareness of this? What kind of an attitude do we have? Do we have the attitude that we are very special? Or do we have the attitude that all in our world is very special in our world? All people, animals, plants. Have you ever noticed how a gardener tends to his garden? As she sits in the garden, she lovingly touches each one of her plants. She lovingly holds each one of her plants and says, "You are beautiful, you are good." She gives that attention to the plant, and the plant responds. The gardener reaches out to his garden and tenderly cares for all of the plants, tenderly breaks open the soil so it is beautiful for the plants to grow in, watering the soil, putting nourishment in the soil, putting fertilizer in the soil so the soil can respond like it should. The gardener does all these things with a very loving, gentle hand. And you and I, we do it with a very loving, gentle hand. This is what we do when we are in our hermitage. Our hermitage is someplace very special. It seems as though when we walk into the presence of our family, we act differently. When we are in the presence of our garden, we act differently. If we're in the presence of our pets, we act differently. We act like we're in some sacred place, some hermitage where we are expected to be peaceful, gentle, kind, loving. We're expected to be our divine self. We're expected to be the purity and the goodness that the universe is. We're expected to shine forth all that is lovely, all that is grand, all that is glorious. We're expected to do that. Yes, we are. And as we are expected to do that, what happens? We do that. We do that. My spouse is my hermitage. My children are my hermitage. My friends are my hermitage. My family relationships, all, are my hermitage. My boss is my hermitage. My associates are my hermitage. And when I'm all alone, sitting in meditation or walking quietly through life, I am in my hermitage. I'm in my hermitage thinking beautiful thoughts, living beautiful in every way that I can. My hermitage brings out the best in me. And my spouse is my hermitage. My children are my hermitage. My pet, my hermitage. Everything that I respect and honor are my hermitage. They are the place where the divine dwells in me. They are the place where I am my highest and best. The hermitage in me is the place where I live in my divine reality of who and what I am. The hermitage is so special. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I think about the hermitage. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I think about the divine in me and how wonderful that is. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I lift up my eyes unto the hills and I recognize the beauty that's there. And I expand my hermitage to my world, all about me, to my universe, all about me, to the presence within me. And truly my spouse is myself. Whenever I am with myself, and I can hardly be otherwise, whenever I'm with myself, I am my highest and best. Yes, Whenever I'm in my hermitage with myself, with my spouse, with my family, with my world, I am my highest and best. And I feel so uplifted. I feel so noble. I feel so good. Because truly, that is who I am. That is who I am, and that is who I will always be. For this is my reality. This is what makes my world go round. This is what makes my life the wonderful, fabulous experience that it is. It makes me into the kind of person that I'm happy to be with. It makes me into the kind of life that makes my life good and beautiful 100% of the time. My spouse is my hermitage, and my hermitage is my spouse. And my spouse is whomever I love, whether it's my family, my children, my wife, my husband, my pets, my home, my world, they are who I am. And I live in an honorable way in their presence all of the time. Because that's just who I am and what I am. And who and what I am is good and very good. Have a lovely day, my beloveds. You're fantastic. You're my spouse. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. And I love me. I love me. I love me. And I like me. I like me. I like me.